Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. Today we're talking about talks temporarily suspended but soon to restart between the United States and Iran. Talks an attempt to limit the capacity of Iran to develop nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions against Iran. For many, many years, decades, we took the position that we, being the United States, would not talk to terrorists. That was our official position. We would not talk to terrorists. And we have Iran listed officially as a terrorist state. But here we are talking to them. So times change and things change. Iran needs a reprieve from the economic sanctions levied against it by the Western powers. Washington needs an end to the constant threat of war with Iran and its usual military commitments in the Middle East so that it can complete its pivot to Asia in time for Hillary Clinton's inauguration. That is what Washington seems to think. Obviously, many other factors are involved, including U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia, Israel, Russia, China, France, and many other nations. Both Israel and Saudi Arabia depend on a close relationship with Washington for their survival in the Middle East. Israel and Saudi Arabia both need access to the U.S. military arsenal, the U.S. military equipment, and the industrial might of the United States, and survival would be at issue without that. So what is this proposed deal? Temporarily, Iran would freeze all enrichment of uranium in return for a partial lifting of the sanctions. This would be done while a final agreement with permanent limits is negotiated. Specifically, Iran would stop enriching uranium to the 20% level, but could continue enriching it to 3.5%. Partial sanction relief include unfreezing of $3 billion worth of fuel funds, easing sanctions on oil and gold replacement parts for airplanes, and loosening restrictions on the car industry in Iran. Israel has seemingly been outraged at the prospect of a U.S.-Iranian deal that would remove the threat of U.S. war with Iran. Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu said that the proposed deal, quote, threatens Jewish survival, and he did not say how this deal threatens Jewish survival. He is very much against it. The Saudis have made their feelings known by starting talks with Russia and Pakistan. They have a long history of cooperation with and investment in Pakistan. Reports in the media about talks indicated that Pakistan has threatened to provide nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia in the event that Iran should develop such weapons. These talks are apparently intended to sabotage the talks or at least pressure Washington to drive a very hard bargain. The talks are off for now because a deal could not be reached. The world powers, including China, have different agendas. I can certainly see why China would like to keep Washington bogged down in the Middle East quagmire as long as possible, knowing about their announced commitment to pivot to Asia. Washington sent Secretary of State John Kerry to Geneva, Switzerland to sign the agreement, but it was apparently stopped at the last minute by France. France has taken a more hawkish position on world affairs in recent years. Recently, from Mali to Syria, France has strongly favored intervention. As a former colonial power, France has interests across Africa and the Middle East. Washington supported France's intervention in Mali with troops and support vehicles and so forth. But with the Iranian talks, they did not reciprocate. Why? Why not? Other than their own best interests. Who knows? Perhaps NSA spying had something to do with it. Well, the talks are off for now, as I said, but are set to resume November 20th, I hope. They are successful, at least, folks. That's the way I see it. Today, Wednesday, November 13th, 2013. Until next time, folks, this is Daryl Castle. Thanks for listening.